Good morning.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Yeah, we've now shifted to, we're on a Bob watch.
What?
Yeah. Kid Rock somewhere around here.
Oh.
It is right now in the middle of, and it culminates this weekend, PBR World Finals Weeks here with Hank FM, your official rodeo radio station of note. And this kicked off last week, Cowtown Coliseum, still going on strong. The Ride for Redemption rounds wrap up today. Semifinals will be set tomorrow night there. It all moves to the big dance, AT&T Stadium, Kid Rock's Rockin' Rodeo, and then the World Finals for the PBR, coinciding with the Women's Rodeo World Championship. And by gosh, she is a part of it all on the hotline now. Good morning.
Hey, this is Stephanie Fryer with the Kid Rock Rodeo.
How are you, Stephanie Fryer? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Aren't you glad rodeo on these events is indoors with the heat?
Yeah, the air conditioning's going to be real nice.
And a lot going on, too, and you're involved with darn near all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie Fryer, catcher certainly this week leading up to Saturday's big finale there at AT&T Stadium, the Women's Rodeo World Championship. And then, like you said, the Kid Rock's Rock and Rodeo on Friday night, too. Do you have any spare time to yourself this week?
Not at all. I'm literally on the phone with you catching my horse and fixing to head to Fort Worth. I run at the women's finals today at 2 o'clock and then come back home. Hopefully I've made the semifinals, so then I'll go back to Fort Worth. I've got two PRCA rodeos, Colleen and Liberty Hill, and then Kid Rock Rodeo Friday and short round of women's finals Saturday.
Woo! Mm. Who's running faster, you or the horse, for crying? Well, you said you just had to catch your horse, for crying out loud.
Right, right.
Go get it.
But we're super excited about the Kid Rock Rodeo. It's one of the most exciting rodeos that someone can go and watch. Drag race style, competitors matching up at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a team-based, so it makes it different than any other rodeo of, you know, normally being individuals. So we compete as a team. And everybody root for the Sledgehammers, Fred Whitfield.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And
who gets to name the teams?
Fred named, I believe.
Okay, we could talk to Fred about that.
Yeah, who is? Yeah, what's going on there?
We'll put Fred on the spot to answer that one.
That's a pretty good name, though. That's strong. Sledgehammers right there.
Coming in, exactly. We're coming in strong.
The Women's Rodeo World Championship Week. This event, in and of itself, just over the past couple of years, has grown immensely.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And it's so awesome because it's supporting all the women, and you get to watch these awesome competitors be able to rope. They team rope. We run barrels. They break away. It's just a top-notch event of showcasing all the best athletes in the world.
I've always heard you learn amazing life lessons just barrel racing, and you could take it out on the highway and with the construction around the area. Just, I mean, it helps you get around the cones that are ever present.
Right, right.
That's fantastic. You got an edge in there, girl.
Pretty much on average, I'd say that us rodeo athletes travel at least probably 75,000 miles a year.
Mm, gosh. And that's not on the horse. That's not even talking about on the horse.
No, that's just sitting in that truck.
Yeah, the barrel patterns are much shorter.
Oh, absolutely. That's the easy part.
All the best. Appreciate the time. And in between barrels and in between events and in between cities and everywhere, thank you so much for stepping out of the saddle for just a second to give us a ring.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me. Everybody come out to Kid Rock. You can get the tickets at PBR.com.
There it is.
Friday night at AT&T.
Safe travels and fast rides there, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.